A reading from the Gospel according to John. When many of his disciples heard it, they said, "This teaching is difficult. Who can accept it?" But Jesus, being aware that the disciples were complaining about it, said to them, "Does this offend you? Then what if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh is useless. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life, but among you there are some who do not believe." For Jesus knew from the first who were the ones that did not believe, and who was the one that would betray him. And he said, "For this reason I have told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted by the Father." Because of this, many of his disciples turned back and no longer went about with him. So Jesus asked the 12, "Do you also wish to go away?" Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom can we go? You have the words of everlasting life. We have come to believe and know that you are the Holy One of God." And this is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Not to be trite, but what I think of first as I hear this reading is the oft-quoted saying, "The honeymoon is over." Jesus has manifested his mercy and his power in many ways up until now. His impact on his followers has been dramatic. They keep asking for more, more mighty deeds, more inspiring words. They're caught up in the excitement of this remarkable man from Galilee who promises to change their lives and to change the world. What they don't realize yet, at least many of them don't, is that the kind of change that Jesus offers them has a price. Salvation is not a freebie. When Jesus talks about eating his flesh and drinking his blood, the reaction from the crowd is strong. What is he saying? Is he crazy? And many of them walk away. This price is too high for them to pay. These words are too difficult to understand. Then Jesus looks at his disciples, the chosen 12, the apostles, who are especially dear to his heart and key to his mission. He asks them bluntly, "Do you also wish to go away?" Peter, as spokesman for the group, responds immediately and wholeheartedly, "Lord, to whom can we go? You have the words of eternal life." I wonder how I would have responded to that question. It's a question that confronts us, actually, every day of our lives. Sometimes, also, there are special circumstances that highlight the question. You might call them crossroads in our lives. We come to a moment when we have to make a choice, to love or not, to speak up or keep silent, to give away or to cling to what makes us feel secure. We might say that these moments are confrontations with the mission we have been given. Remember the refrain from the TV show Mission Impossible? Your mission, should you choose to accept it, involves fill in the blank. What is the mission impossible that Jesus offers us? How do we respond? A poem called Risk by Michelle McKee. There are no guarantees. Life throws things at you. You can catch or miss them, but they will come, ready or not. I always looked for the real thing, never trusting in the possibility, risk-taking not my forte, staying safe at all costs. Even playing it safe is not certain. Safe has hurt me. zero risk gets zero gain. Sometimes playing it safe costs you more. It has me. In not fighting the battle, you may lose the war. In not believing in a dream, you may never sleep peacefully again. So let go of the fear. Reach out for the flame. So what if you get burned? Better that than numb for life. Better to remember passion and joy, along with the pain and tears, than to have no memories worth remembering. So to hell with safe. I'm going to gamble and bet until I win back everything I lost, and my life is what it was meant to be.